This is VOA News, and I'm Laurel Bowman. Here are some of the headlines from around the world today. Colombia's government and the country's last recognized guerrilla group, the National Liberation Army, or ELN, announce an agreement to begin negotiating a ceasefire as the two sides wrap up a second round of peace talks in Mexico. Mexican authorities arrest five people for kidnapping four American citizens and killing two of them after the suspects were left with their hands tied on a street by alleged members of the Gulf Cartel. A Hong Kong court sentences three former organizers of the city's annual Tiananmen Square vigil to 4.5 months in jail for refusing to hand records over to National Security Police. Japanese offered tearful prayers on the anniversary of the deadly tsunami that triggered the Fukushima nuclear disaster. But public support for nuclear power is on the rise as memories of the 2011 meltdown slowly fade. Saudi Arabia's surprise move to restore ties with Iran adds a new complicated layer to its delicate diplomatic dance with Israel, which craves a breakthrough normalization deal of its own. That's according to analysts. And quake swarms at neighboring volcanoes in the U.S. state of Alaska are raising concerns. In an interview, geophysicist John Power at the U.S. Geological Survey Alaska's Volcano Observatory says there is a history of quake activity at the same location.
We did have a smaller, less energetic earthquake swarm in 2005 that affected both these volcanic centers, and right now we're watching the situation just as closely as we can to try and determine what might be going on here.
The leaders of the United States, Britain, and Australia have a meeting planned for next week with an expected announcement on nuclear submarines. It's a landmark step in military cooperation as concerns grow over a fast-rising China. Dozens of evacuation orders are issued as a powerful atmospheric river known as a Pineapple Express surges into the U.S. state of California, sparking warnings of widespread flash flooding. A transgender child's desire to join her school's female running team could be decided by the U.S. Supreme Court after the state of West Virginia asked the high court to rule on the controversial case. Police in Afghanistan say a bomb has exploded during an awards ceremony for journalists in Mazar al-Sharif city, killing at least one person and wounding five others. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
The explosion comes 2 days after a bomb also in Mazar al-Sharif killed the provincial governor and two others. No one has immediately claimed responsibility for the attack, but the regional affiliate of the Islamic State group is a key rival of the Taliban. The militant group has increased its attacks in Afghanistan since the Taliban takeover of the country in August of 2021. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
U.S. President Joe Biden and European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen have agreed to open negotiations between the U.S. and the EU on boosting the use of European minerals in the production of batteries for electric vehicles that are eligible for U.S. tax credits. The leaders met in the Oval Office on Friday in Washington. VOA's Marissa Melton reports.
Colombia's government and the left-wing ELN guerrilla group took the first steps toward a bilateral temporary ceasefire, according to the heads of their delegations at peace talks on Friday, as they closed their second cycle of negotiations in Mexico City. The ELN is Colombia's oldest remaining rebel group, and talks are the cornerstone of efforts by leftist President Gustavo Petro, himself once a member of the now demobilized M19 insurgents, to bring total peace to Colombia. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
And they may be derided elsewhere, but in Denmark, hobby archaeologists who hunt treasures with metal detectors are such an asset that the National Museum has dedicated an entire exhibit to their finds. I'm Laurel Bowman reporting for VOA News.